Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on GST Bachat Utsav benefiting all sections of society. The participants are Sharad Kohli, economic analyst, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
GST 2.0 rationalization simplifies India's indirect tax structure to just two main slabs of 5 and 18% for most of the goods and services while decreasing costs for households and businesses. Certainly, it's the renaissance moment for the indirect tax regime and also the Indian growth story. And to discuss more about it, we are joined in by noted economic analyst Sharad Kohli. Mr. Kohli, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Nishit, and good evening to all the listeners of Akashvani.
At the very outset, let's listen into the Honorable Prime Minister, what he had to say about this GST 2.0 reforms.
हम 2017 में जीएसटी लेकर आए तो सामान सस्ते हुए टैक्स भी कम हुआ और अब नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म के बाद 1 लाख के खर्च पर उस परिवार को सिर्फ 5 या 6 हजार रुपए का ही टैक्स देना पड़ता था यानी 11 साल पहले की तुलना में सीधे करीब 20 हजार रुपए की बचत उस परिवार को हर साल तय है अगर इनकम टैक्स और जीएसटी इस बचत दोनों को मिला ले तो हर साल देशवासियों के करीब 2.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए की बचत होने वाली है
Mr. Kohli, we just heard the Honorable Prime Minister say about these reforms. And at the very outset, very briefly, Mr. Kohli, take us through the GST structure in very simpler terms, its journey until now, and how it has changed the economic landscape of the nation.
When GST came in 2017, there were about 16, 17 different kinds of taxes which were being levied. And it was not more about these taxes. But as Prime Minister spoke in one of his speeches, that there was a company which said that they had to once take the goods from Bangalore to Hyderabad. And, you know, the company back there overseas said it was like moving goods from one country to another country. So it felt like there are so many different countries within this mainland. And, you know, because every state had a VAT, there was service tax. These are the two principal taxes. There was octroi, pileup of trucks and lorries across the borders, you know, crossing a border of one state to other seemed like as if you're crossing a country's border, you know, something right. which you go through when you clear the customs and so on. So, and, you know, now you see seamless movements of goods. The goods move from one state to the other as if you're moving in one country. So I would to put it in one sentence, if GST 1.0 was about one nation, one tax,
right.
then GST 2.0 is one nation, less tension for that matter. Because then came the accusation that you spoke of one nation, one tax. Why so many taxes? The structure of our economy is such. We cannot, as was said at that time, I would like to recollect and say that again, you cannot tax Hawaii Chappal and Hawaii Jahaj at the same rate. We have so many stratas of society. You cannot have taxes, and there are so many products which are being used by across all the stratas. I mean, they are being used by all the sections, and then there are products which are exclusively being used by different classes in the society. So we cannot afford to tax everything at the same rate. But then, having said that, this is very important, Nishit.
Yeah.
It was constantly on the mind of the government that, yes, we have to take a call. And by the way, for the listeners who are still not aware of how the administrative mechanism of GST runs, GST is controlled by GST Council, which comprises of a finance minister and representatives from each state. This is a classic example. And for me as an economist, this is the only example in the country where we follow cooperative federalism, because all these finance ministers, they sit together, the meetings held, we had the 56th meeting, you know, imagine 56 meetings since 2017, and each meeting trying to make GST better for the people. Primarily, there were these four slabs, 5, 12, 18, and 28, which have now been brought down to two slabs. So I think it wasn't that from the first day, it was the intention of the GST Council to have multiple slabs. But then you had taken one of the biggest fiscal reforms in the history of independent India. So therefore, you had to give it time to evolve. We had to see the spending pattern of the people, who spends where, which category of products get you more revenue, We had also to stay revenue neutral. Every time we used to speak about, you know, reduction of rates, there was state which came up and said, no, our revenue comes from this particular product more. So I think tax, I feel, Nishit, is an evolutionary process. As we talk now, and a classic example is the Indian Income Tax Act. 1961 it came. It is now 64 years old. It's more than a senior citizen right now. And only next year we're going to have a new Income Tax Act. And thousands of amendments took place. These changes were focused on the structure and requirement of the economy at that point of time, Nishit. So I feel GST is still evolving. As Prime Minister rightly said, we can have a GST 3.0 as well in the times to come. But that will depend upon how GST 2.0 shapes around, how GST 2.0 results in terms of fiscal target, and how does the structure of economy change with the flux of time, Nishit.
Right, Mr. Kohli. So broadly, what are the sectors which you foresee can leverage this rationalization to build a more resilient and strong economy?
Well, I feel, you know, as the economy progresses, I'll give you an example. Now, air conditioner 20 years ago, or for that matter, even 10 years ago, used to be a luxury product. It was meant to be used by the richer people. It wasn't just expensive, but to run an air conditioner was also expensive. You end up paying a sizable power bill when you're running an air conditioner of 1.5 tons. But today, as we talk now, air conditioner, with the climatic change which is happening, with the temperature in so many parts of the country, hits close to 50 degrees Celsius. I don't think it remains as an item of luxury. Second big example is a car. How many cars used to be there a few years ago or a decade ago or probably two decades ago? And today, car is no more a luxury. And 1500cc car not being categorized as a luxury car, as a small car, which means that this has become your necessity. So I think as the economy evolves, as the economy develops, as the economy moves forward, the structure of spending, you know, now, for example, 25 crore people have come out of multidimensional poverty. This is the neo-middle class. Now, these are the people who've got aspirations. They want to spend on certain things which the middle class spend. Yes. So you see the spending pattern changes. So I think the spending patterns, to answer your question in one sentence, the spending pattern and the dynamic structure of our economy will decide as to which sectors will gradually determine evolution of GST 3.0 for that matter.
Right, Mr. Kohli. So manufacturing demand, of course, will see a spur driven by rising aspirations, as you mentioned, and consumption. So how do you see this momentum carrying over in the coming days?
Well, I think the state of Indian economy is that India is the sweet spot of the global economy at this point of time. India is the bright spot. India is a shining star. 7.8% is our GDP last recorded, the last numbers that we have at hand. And if you compare it with the global economy is barely growing at 3%, and it's likely to slow down even further in the year 2026. So I think with Indian economy moving at rapid pace, I see that the consumption pattern of this country is going to increase. And if I come back to GST 2.0 or the next gen reforms which we are principally speaking about, you see that people are going to spend. An average Indian household, my economic research team back at office, after doing a very detailed analysis, they told me that an Indian average Indian household, we've got about 27, 28 crore families in our country, that every family on a grocery bill is going to save around 10%. I include toiletries. I include your kitchen items.
Yes.
I also include some of your lesser used items. You're going to save on an average 10%. So what are you going to do with that money? You'll end up spending more.
True.
You'll end up buying more. You'll end up improving your living standard, Nishit.
Absolutely. And in the meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today announced discounts on khadi products. And let's listen into the minister what he said.
गांधी जयंती के दिन अपील करना चाहता हूं, आह्वान करना चाहता हूं कि नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने दो अभियान चलाए हैं, खादी के उपयोग का और स्वदेशी अपनाने का। ये दोनों अभियानों को हम ताकत दें, हमारे स्वभाव का हिस्सा बनाएं, अगली पीढ़ी को भी ये दोनों अभियान हम देकर जाएं। खादी और स्वदेशी दोनों विचार और ऊंचाई प्राप्त करें और उसके माध्यम से हमारा देश सर्वोच्च स्थान पर पहुंचे।
So, Mr. Kohli, how does this GST interplay with khadi industry kind of encourages us to come up with more vigor?
Well, I think Swadeshi is the call being given by the Prime Minister over the last few weeks, or shall I say, he's been talking of Atmanirbhar Bharat ever since COVID came. I remember in 2020 when the lockdowns happened, he spoke of Atmanirbhar Bharat. So I think Swadeshi is not too far from Atmanirbhar Bharat, because when you get on to Swadeshi, you are getting closer and closer to Atmanirbhar, because as you start using products where the sweat of Indian has gone into making it. I think you are being Swadeshi at that point of time. However, having said that, it doesn't mean that we don't think of the world. It doesn't mean that we don't export. We can export by tons. We can export by any volume. But then do not be dependent. And as far as khadi is concerned, I think ever since Prime Minister himself started promoting khadi, spoke of, because let's not forget where does khadi come from. It comes from the most interior parts of India. It comes from those artisans. It comes cottage industry. So I think khadi has been a revolution, and today khadi is a huge brand. We see fashion shows on khadi. We see khadi going international, and khadi today is linked to organic. Khadi today is linked to Swadeshi.
Right.
So these are the two things it is being linked to, and I think every Indian today wants to try out khadi, and I think people feel pride. Khadi has completely transformed image for that
matter.
Khadi today is worn by some of the finest people around the world, shall I say, and I think these discounts on khadi coupled with GST is going to do wonders for khadi. It has already been doing wonders, but we'll see khadi moving ahead by many steps from here on.
Absolutely. Coming to a more important topic, Mr. Kohli, insurance sector, particularly life and health insurance, has been exempted from a GST in these 2.0 reforms. Now, how significant is the move given the vulnerabilities that we Indians face when it comes to one's health and, of course, life?
If you speak to the representatives of the insurance industry, there is one common statement they make, that it's very hard to convince our countrymen and women to go for insurance. It's a very, very tough call. It used to sell by the way of tax saving at one point of time. People don't want to talk about their death, but that is a bitter truth of life. That is an ultimate truth of life, as they say. So it's very hard to convince somebody that, look, you need to get insured. Your risk coverage is of utmost importance. But what came in between was the cost. And that's where GST has done wonders now. All the insurance companies, now there was an apprehension that these insurance companies may not pass on the benefit of GST because they are no more going to get their input tax credit rebate because they have their cost as well. With GST not coming, they will not be able to offset. The fact of the matter is that lowering the premium will lead to a greater penetration of insurance. This GST reform will provide a new paradigm to the insurance industry. And we just have to wait for a few more months. You will see these insurance companies revising their target, revising their revenues, revising their bottom lines. I think insurance companies, I'm not trying to favor an insurance company to start making profits. What I definitely want as an economist is that more and more people should be risk covered because life is very uncertain. And sometimes, you know, the earning member of the family leaves this world, leaving behind no earning member. That's where insurance comes. And health insurance is an absolute must. You never know what happens tomorrow. And if you're covered adequately, GST is providing that much needed support for increasing the penetration of insurance in the country.
True. Lastly, Mr. Kohli, very briefly, now with this GST rationalization, there are concerns that revenues might dip. Now, how and what can the government do to offset this anomaly?
Now, I somewhat do not completely reconcile with this statement because as being a student of economics for about 35 years now, having been a practicing economist for as long, there's a Laffer's curve which says that every time you reduce the taxes, your tax collection does go down, but it also leads to increased tax collections. So don't you think if a particular car company has sold 30,000 cars on the day when the GST was reduced, another car company sold 20,000 cars, don't you think that people will start buying more? And that buying more is going to bring in more tax collections. So I think there may be a temporary bump. But I would like to make a very important point here, Nishit, that the numbers of GST, like for example, 1.89 lakh crores is the number which came yesterday. The monthly collections do come on the first of the month. These collections reflect, like for example, the announcement made for 1st of October pertains to the month of August. Because the collections made in August are deposited in September. What is collected in September is deposited in October, will be revealed on 1st of November. So what you're going to witness will be a full-fledged GST reform-oriented month. So this is really going to see the effect in December. I am eagerly waiting for those numbers. I really don't think, Nishit, it is going to impact the GST collections very, very substantially.
Right.
Maybe for a couple of months or maybe not. But eventually, I think GST collection is going to come out as a winner. The states need not worry. People need not worry.
We do hope so. It goes the way you talk about. So thanks, Mr. Kohli, for having joined us and shared your views for the benefit of our listeners. Thank you so very much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on GST Bachat Utsav benefiting all sections of society. The participants were Sharad Kohli, economic analyst, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Insights.